The ABC has revealed that Finance Minister Matthias Cormann booked flights costing $37,000 so he could lobby crossbenchers for the government's corporate tax plan. In June last year, a day after the Parliament approved personal tax cuts, Senator Cormann flew from Canberra to Adelaide before continuing home to Perth. No commercial flights were available to meet this itinerary, so he booked flights on a Challenger defence jet. During his stopover in Adelaide, Senator Cormann met with Centre Alliance Senators Stirling Griff and Rex Patrick in Adelaide. Both were opposed to the government's now defunct corporate tax plan. Dominic O'Sullivan is an Associate Professor in Political Science at Charles Sturt University, and he joins us this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Now, Senator Cormann's office says, and I'm going to quote this, the use of the special purpose aircraft was approved in the appropriate way to facilitate official business. How does that process work, and who would have approved this expense?
I understand the Minister of Defence is responsible for such approvals, and the first criteria is whether or not the proposed travel is for parliamentary business. And clearly in this case it was. And the second criteria is that it's value for money. And of course that's questionable. And I think a third unwritten criteria that Cormann would have been wise to consider would be, did it make political sense? Would it pass the pub test? And I think it's on that note that he's going to get into trouble on this one.
So he's you're saying he's failed the pub test. Just going back to that point there, it meets the criteria around parliamentary business. But in terms of value for money, $37,000 for a flight sounds pretty exy to me. I think he normally spends something like $2,000 to $3,000 for flights from Canberra to Perth. Of course, the government needed support from the Senate for its business tax plan at the time. It's been abandoned, but at the time they were pushing for it. Would that have provided value for money, that argument?
Well, I think that's a political question. I see that the Education Minister, Dan Tehan, has been on television this morning saying that it was an important policy measure, and if the government had succeeded in soliciting the support of the two senators that Cormann met in Adelaide, then yes, it would have been value for money. And while that's a fair enough argument for the government to run, people opposed to the tax cuts can just as easily and just as reasonably make the counter-argument. So I don't think that's an argument that's going to get the government out of trouble on this one.
The Defence Minister, Christopher Pyne, who was responsible for approving this, as you say, previously argued that it may be more efficient to use defence aircraft in cases where there are multiple passengers. Is that the point here, that it was a single use?
Well, that's certainly part of it. And often when this kind of travel is approved, it's because there are many passengers. But at $2,000 roughly for a return trip to Perth, one would have to have 19 passengers to make it cost efficient in that respect. And I imagine that doesn't happen terribly often. But I think the issue here is not that he's broken the rules, because it would seem that he hasn't. And the rules are there to be flexible, because there are cases perhaps where a senior minister would need to speak urgently to people in Adelaide, for example. But the two senators from the Centre Alliance have said that this was a conversation that wasn't urgent. It could have waited. They were all due back in Canberra the following week for a parliamentary sitting week. And from their perspective, that those discussions could have happened the following week. One also imagines that they could have been held by telephone. And so those things have to be taken into account when considering whether something is value for money.
Certainly, we saw a lot of focus on the entitlement system for politicians in the wake of the Bronwyn Bishop Choppergate scandal. The system was overhauled. One of the recommendations was that we needed a clear definition of what parliamentary business is, and for rules to help politicians decide whether what they're claiming fits this definition. We seem to often in these cases talk about the pub test, but do we have a clear enough definition in place now?
Well, one of the recommendations was that the term entitlements not be used and be replaced with work expenses. And obviously those two are quite different. And that should perhaps provide some guidance. Now, of course, the fundamental difference between this case and the Bronwyn Bishop Choppergate affair is that Bishop used a helicopter to travel to a party fundraiser. And party business is definitely not parliamentary business. And ultimately, that's what that distinction is what brought Bishop down, what cost her the position of Speaker, and then ultimately led to her being her pre-selection being withdrawn for her seat in Sydney.
We certainly still see that that term parliamentary business being used as a bit of a catch-all for all kinds of activities. I mean, only this week, Queensland Senator Fraser Anning used it to justify travelling around the country to attend far-right rallies.
I think
is there a problem here with that definition?
With it. Well, we've got to be careful here that we don't object to somebody travelling because we don't like their politics. If we don't like their politics, we vote them out of Parliament. That doesn't mean that people who are elected, and this is an extreme case because it's someone who represents an extreme fringe, but ordinarily, at least half the parliament will be made up of people whose politics one doesn't share. That in itself doesn't mean that they shouldn't be able to travel around the country doing their jobs. But I guess the question that one can then ask is what's the job of a senator? Clearly, it's to be in touch with political sentiment around the country, to be informed by what people think. And again, this is complicated by the Nazi association here, which is repugnant to almost everybody. So community standards come into it too, I suppose. But community standards change. And whether you can draft legislation in that respect is difficult. But I think it's fair enough, though, to have a discussion about what the role of a Member of Parliament is, what do we want them to do, are there things that we don't want them to do? And those kinds of questions, I think, are what would inform the difference between a business expense or a work expense and an entitlement. Entitlement implies something over and above what's required to do one's job. And I think that's an important distinction. We want members of parliament to be able to travel to do their jobs, but if they want to travel to do anything else, then like the rest of it, they ought to fund it themselves, I think would be the common community view and the community standard that needs to be reflected.
Certainly in the Fraser Anning case, in addition to travelling interstate to attend some of these rallies, it was revealed during the week that he had claimed for under entitlements for accommodation and stayed with his brother. Is there rules in place to deal with those sort of conflicts of interest if they arise?
That's an interesting one. He stayed in a hotel owned by his brother, and I guess some brothers charge family members to stay in their hotels.
I think he charged $85 for the night.
That's right. I think if this was a person of good judgment, he would have paid the $85 himself. But I guess, as I understand the rules, it is within the rules because you know, if the hotel proprietor had been somebody other than his brother, then he would have been liable for that expense. $85 is not a lot for hotel accommodation. But again, the pub test is important. And Fraser Anning obviously needs to get a few more than the 19 votes he got last time if he's going to be back in the Senate. So
Well, that one is very literally a pub test. Dominic O'Sullivan, thank you so much your time today.
Thank you.
Dominic O'Sullivan is an associate professor in political science at Charles Sturt University. And we've had plenty of texts coming in today about this issue around expenses and the story concerning Finance Minister Matthias Cormann. Ruth has texted in. She says, a lot of us single pensioners survive on less than $37,000 each year. Meg writes, hasn't Senator Cormann heard of a telephone? Doesn't pass the pub test? Not everyone agrees, though. Anne writes, On Cormann, give him a break. It was government business and he's a very busy minister. As noted, this only occurred once. Canberra, Adelaide, Perth can be done, but don't connect easily. We'd love to hear your thoughts today. You can text us 0418 226 576 or tweet us at RN Breakfast. It's 25 minutes past 8.